Today, Be'ezah Hashem, we learn Daf Mem Vav, a Masechet Baba Basra. Some of the topics we're learning about include the Braisa's halacha of Nischalfu Lekelim Bekelim Beveso Uman, Harezi Yishtamish Ben Achayave Halah Vyitel Eshaloi. If someone gave his garment to an Uman for a pair, and the Uman returned to him another person's garment, he may wear the garment until he retrieves it because Midas Nasanloi. We assume the Uman intentionally gave it to him with the owner's permission. If two people mixed up their garments while in the home of a mourner or at a wedding celebration, one may not wear the other person's garment because the garment was given to him without the owner's permission. The tactics of Ramoy de Pumbedisa, the deceitful craftsman in Pumbedisa, would steal the garments given to them for repair, claiming it for a debt. A continuation of the Mishnah's halacha of Harisin Einland Chazaka, if a sharecropper took all the produce of the entire field for three consecutive years, this is not proof that he bought the field, because as the Gemara explains, the Mishnah refers to Barisi Bati Avis, a family of sharecroppers who worked in this field for many generations, and they are accustomed to work and take all the produce for three or more years at a time, and afterward the owner takes all the produce for the same amount of time. Therefore, the owner can claim Laris is hereditary. He's merely a sharecropper, and therefore I did not make Emecha. Aris Shahirud Aris in Tacht of Yeshle Chazaka. If the Aris hired workers to do all the work instead of him, this is a proof that he bought the entire field. However, Aris Shahelak La Arisin ain't like Chazaka. If the Aris hired workers to work together with him, this is not proof that he bought the field. The discussion regarding Aris Meir or Yena Meir, whether an Aris can testify on behalf of the owner that the field belongs to him.